Part 14, Pure Blood Again. Scripture records God required innocent animals as blood sacrifices for atonement all throughout the Old Testament. These animals needed to be examined and found perfect, without spot or blemish, to be counted worthy of being a sacrifice for the atonement of one's soul. They were often allowed to be in the home with the family, serving as pets to the children. As they were part of the family, offering these was truly a sacrifice for the entire family. However, this could only cover sins and not take them away, as the sacrificial animal could not perfect the believer. The perfect sacrifice to come was truly needed. Hebrews 10:4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come to bruise the head of the serpent, the devil, and Satan. He is the promised seed of woman of Genesis 3, verse 15. It was God himself manifest in the flesh, born of the Virgin Mary. He bypassed the hybrid seed bloodline that formed when Adam's and Cain's children mixed. This seed could not and did not have any natural involvement of man, only God. Otherwise, it would have been hybrid like all other men. Therefore, the seed of the woman was none other than God's created seed, incubated by the Virgin Mary. God himself supernaturally overshadowed Mary, creating his own blood cell. It was as pure and sinless as God's original creation, which could house the Spirit of God once again. Hebrews 8:6 tells us, He is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. And also Hebrews 10, verse 10, By which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And also in Hebrews 10, verse 14, For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. We must have the new birth, or we cannot enter into the kingdom of God, for we are born of sinful flesh of a hybrid bloodline. Is it any surprise we come into the world speaking lies and doing all manner of evil, as we have these evil desires in our very nature? This is why Jesus instructed Nicodemus, he must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Psalms tells us, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. Psalms 58, verse 3 and 4.